Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
State Senator Wayne Fontana from the 42nd District. He's working in Harrisburg today. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you.
Hey, we wanted to get you on the phone because Visit Pittsburgh is proposing a 2% fee on Allegheny County hotel rooms. They're the top tourism group in the area, and they've proposed that fee to allow them to market and promote the region a little bit better. Is that what you're hearing, and what are the chances of this particular idea passing?
Well, yeah, they had a hearing actually in Pittsburgh a week or so ago proposing this, but this isn't new. This has been this idea has been around for at least 3 years or so, if not longer, that they've tried to push this idea, even with the previous director down there, Greg Davis, when he was there. Now they have a different person who took on the battle here to try to get this done. And it's going to be a battle because, as you indicated, what's the chances? You know, it's in Harrisburg, it's enabling legislation. And then you send it to the county, in this case, Allegheny County, to, you know, the details come out there. And then they'll actually vote on the tax. So, but I represent Allegheny County. That's my whole district's in Allegheny County. Most of the hotels that would be affected, hotels and motels, would be in Allegheny County. So, I want to see the details. I want to know the details. So that's one of the reasons why. At the hearing, I asked a lot of questions. They couldn't answer them, many of them, because they don't want to. They don't have the details, or they didn't want to tell us the details at this point. At least the Harrisburg hearing. But you know, they said they'll have more details when I get to county council. But I have to make a vote, so I feel like they should have the details before I actually have to put up a vote. And that's the same with my colleagues up there. You got to remember, there's only, four of us from Allegheny County. The rest are from all over the state, and they have to put a vote up on something they're not, you know, they really don't know the details of. Now, this is, you know, they have one of these in Philadelphia, and we could look at that just, you know, as a model, but they want to have the ability, they being Visit Pittsburgh and the Hotel Motel folks, to decide what the details are on their own. So that's one objection I have, and of course I have another one too. As I'm sure you read, I'm on the Sports and Exhibition Authority, and there's nothing in the proposal that shares the wealth of that, of what Visit Pittsburgh gets in the first place, which is about, in 2019, about $10 million from the hotel motel tax, and another, this will generate another $7 million. There's no talk or discussion or conversation about sharing some of those dollars with the Sports and Exhibition Authority. Sports and Exhibition Authority is charged with the convention center, maintaining and operating it. And it loses year in and year out. And Visit Pittsburgh, that should be their main goal, is to fill it up. And it doesn't get filled up. And for various reasons. And I understand. But why not share some of that wealth to try to at least not make money, but at least not have to run around looking for money to operate and maintain the convention center.
Yeah, and full disclosure, Visit Pittsburgh is a client of our radio station here. The convention center could be facing like a $7.5 million deficit this year. Tourism, obviously, is way down because of the pandemic. Is Visit Pittsburgh and the Sports and Exhibition Authority, are they really just competing against each other for the same thing? Should they merge or should they stay under one umbrella?
Yeah, I mean, we are competing. That's the point. And if you look around the country, there are setups where it's an umbrella type of organization where the money flows. The hotel motel money is the big amount, obviously. That's about $10 million. That was in 2019, by the way. And I'm not talking about, you know, pandemic year here, years. But, if it flowed through the Sports and Exhibition Authority, then to and Visit Pittsburgh and SMG, who runs helps down the management of the convention center. And even the film tax offices. I mean, that's another organization that's sort of out there on its own and doesn't have a source of income that can help them. There's certainly a tourism. And if if you look around the country, you'll see other models that it's an umbrella set up where the Visit Bureau would be under the sports authority. And then you have SMG and maybe the film and other things that everybody's on the same page. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. Everybody's sharing the dollars that come in. It certainly, in my view, would be more effective and certainly more efficient.
So this is a 2% proposal. The county would still have to agree to it. They have to pass it. It would raise about $6.5 million a year, they estimate. And most of it would be out-of-towners, people from out of our region coming into the region to spend money. So why would somebody be against that in our area when you say it's not affecting me?
Well, I think it's most of, as I mentioned, it's about how the money's being used. So you're it's still a tax or a fee on consumers, no matter, you know, how you shake it. So you say, well, okay, it's out-of-towners and it's not us. But listen, they come from all over Pennsylvania. Again, all the senators have to vote for this. All the House members have to vote for this, whether they represent Allegheny County or not. So somebody's paying for it. Somebody's consumers in Pennsylvania probably are paying for it. You know that folks travel in for games. Who puts the heads in the beds in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County more than the teams, more than the cultural district, more than the film industry? How does Visit Pittsburgh put heads in the beds? Well, they're supposed to do it through the conventions. The conventions have always been hard to get and difficult, and they've never, you know, rose to the occasion where we're even on the operations of a convention center. We know they're built to bring economic development in and people spend money, and that's all true. But Visit Pittsburgh takes – the problem is they take credit for all, what the teams do and others do, and that's not what their main job is. Their main job is to fill up that convention center. And so those folks that are coming, they're coming from all over the state, maybe other states, but we have to vote on that. We as a body up here with 50 senators from all over the state. So some of their consumers are going to be paying it. They're voting to add a fee to a hotel room here in Pittsburgh, but their consumers are the ones that are paying it.
State Senator Wayne Fontana, truly appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much for everything, all that you do. We'll have you on again. I know you're working on some privacy issues as well, so
Great.
We'd like to have you on in the near future to discuss that as well.
Thanks, Kevin. You take care.
Thank you, sir.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.